This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. And over the weekend, I thought about the Iraq war, the calls to go into Syria, Iran, North Korea. I want to spend a substantial amount of the broadcast today, not just covering the latest developments, but getting your take on it, where you think things are going to go in the next 6 months, the next year, the next 2 years. They had said before the war that the troops would be there in the country for 5 years. Now they're talking about 10 years, and of course, the UN is going to come in and take over Iraq and play the part of the good cop. Oh, we're here to save you from the evil Americans. This is how the globalists have set it up in this elaborate propaganda stage-managed theatrical production. Of course, I'm sure you heard about the helicopter getting hit by the missile yesterday, killing 16, injuring 20 others. Some of the other 20 may die, so that number, unfortunately, may rise. It's horrible what's happening, and we've lost more troops in the last year in Iraq than we lost in the first 4 years of the undeclared war in Vietnam from 64 to 68. So what's your response to this? How long do you think this is going to go on? In the final equation, what's going to happen in Iraq? I'd like to hear from former and current military personnel. And we have a lot of listeners in the Pentagon. I know I have my opinion, my analysis of the situation. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I got about 20 different articles with different angles on what's happening in Iraq, from the helicopter shoot down to more bombings and killings, the troops being sniped on a daily basis, and the Pentagon's answer is to bulldoze orange groves and date groves and fig plantations, which is just turning the people against the forces that are there. Also, it's clear there are hundreds more dead soldiers than what we've been told. We've got a bunch of different articles on that, and then we've got the Bush administration taking action to try to suppress that, curtaining off the jets when the coffins come rolling off, giving code names to body bags, trying to lie to the public. We've caught the Pentagon writing fake letters from the troops to hundreds of newspapers. We've caught them planning false news stories. They admitted that they're doing this with the Pentagon Office of Strategic Information. Where do you see it all going? And also we'll get into news like this one of the London Telegraph. Ford used slave labor in Nazi German plants. Now, we've known this for decades. We've had guests on about this. So did General Motors, which owned Opel in Germany. We had the Rockefellers and the Bushes making a bunch of money off this. I've talked to the B-17 pilots and P-38 Lightning pilots and others who weren't allowed to bomb or strafe entire regions of Deutschland because it was owned by the bankers, by the British throne, by the Dutch, by the Krumps, by the Rothschilds, controlled by the Bushes as a management family. And here it is from the London Telegraph, so we'll be getting into that as well. Then we'll talk about where are the casualties in the Iraqi army, amputees returning to duty. That's right, they're sending troops back into combat who've had arms and legs blown off. 15 die, now 16 die as U.S. helicopter downed. 18 die in second deadliest day for U.S. troops in Iraq, counting two others that died in separate incidences. AFP journalist detained by U.S. forces north of Baghdad. Iraqi child crushed by U.S. tank. Public confidence in Bush continues to fall as more American soldiers die in Iraq. We will be there for 10 years, says member of parliament. Anti-war march draws diverse crowd in D.C. Venezuela Chavez warns Costa Rica on coup plot. And we'll get into the real numbers of dead troops. New military morgue opens. Pentagon keeps dead out of sight. Bodies of 500 U.S. UK soldiers lying in a major city of Afghanistan.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, about to launch straight into the latest developments in Iraq. And the setup for World War III by the globalist, what former head of the CIA, Woolsey, calls World War IV. We'll also get into a bunch of new Big Brother news, electronic voting news, forced vaccination information going on globally, the unification for a world ID card into the UN now taking place. It's all coming up on this show today, tonight, this morning, depending on what area of this globe you're listening to us in. We're going to open the phones up for what you think is going to happen in Iraq, how this is going to play out, what your ideas for an exit strategy are. I'll tell you right now, they're going to have us pull out and bring the UN in as the saviors incrementally over the next 2 years, though they're now talking about U.S. troops being there under UN command for another decade. Remember, the country's been under siege for 12 years, and Saddam's gone. Why can't they maintain order? Why was there not all the attacks at the beginning, but now they're seeing all the attacks? Well, our government is carrying out policies to make our troops be hated all over the country. They're bulldozing their groves of fruit plants, which is their main mainstay for the peasants It's just horrible. But again, it's all by design to make America hated worldwide and to make the EU and the UN look like the good guys. And to illustrate this, let's go back in the past. There have been Washington Post articles and AP articles and BBC News articles, but they're always piecemeal. Well, IBM, International Business Machines, didn't mean to administer the death camps, the slave camps in Germany with their machines. They didn't mean to have technicians there as late as 1943 running the machines for the Germans, and that's what the little tattoo was about. That was the number you fed into the machine to decide how old somebody was, how much they weighed, then how much to feed them or to go ahead and kill them. Your little cattle management system is basically what it was, slave management system. But they'll say, oh, IBM didn't mean it. Or, well, General Motors did own Opel Division there and did make a bunch of profits and fence them through Switzerland and back into the U.S. and Brown Brother Harriman and Bush, Granddaddy Bush, Prescott Bush, Skull and Bones Bush. You know, they didn't mean it. It was an accident. And oh, well, General Electric did a lot for the Nazis right through the war, but again, they didn't mean it. And, well, yeah, it's true. They've had articles that the bombers weren't allowed to bomb whole sections of Deutschland because, well, those were U.S.-owned factories down there. On and on and on and on. But it's always a piece here, a piece there. And here's another piece today. I need to create a Fourth Reich of the Rich section to show how the same people that created Hitler are creating Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, control the Republican and Democratic parties today. But Ford used slave labor in Nazi German plants. This is from the London Telegraph today, on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com right now. The Ford Motor Company knowingly allowed slave labor at its German subsidiary during the Second World War and backed its European divisions, making equipment for Nazi military, according to a new book. Although it has long been known that Henry Ford, the company's founder, held anti-Semitic views, the extent of his involvement in Hitler's rise to power is in dispute. Now, funny, you had the Rothschilds, who are supposedly Jewish, who financed Hitler. He was a Rothschild. Of course, they're about as Jewish as I am, I guess. They're not really Jewish folks. About as Jewish as some black person walking down the street. But the point is that they were behind this. So was the British royal family. The prince couldn't become king because he stayed in Nazi Germany until, what, like 1942, then fled to Franco's Spain. He was pro-Nazi. I mean, Mr. Kennedy, Joseph Kennedy, was the British ambassador. He was pro-Hitler. Again, they energized Hitler. They financed Hitler. They supported Hitler, and they set him up to carry out their aims for world government to create the crisis. Just like Saddam Hussein was a CIA asset by 1958. That's admitted, folks. That's the National Archives. Although it has long been known that Henry Ford, the company's founder, held anti-Semitic views, the extent of his involvement in Hitler's rise to power is in dispute. Max Wallace, a journalist and Holocaust researcher, says the American Axis, Henry Ford, Charles Lindbergh, and the rise of the Third Reich, that both men fell for Nazi propaganda. Referring to newly declassified government documents, Mr. Wallace alleges that Nazi links at the Detroit company went well beyond Henry Ford. The documents indicate that his son, Edsel, the then company president, could have been prosecuted for trading with the enemy had he not died in 43. And Bush Sr., Prescott, was taken into custody, paid a fine, and the record was expunged, but I have the mainstream articles from 42 where that happened. Before America entered the war, Ford supplied Germany with military equipment while declining to make engines for the RAF, calling into question Ford's claims to have been strictly neutral, says Mr. Wallace. Ford argues that it had no control over the use of slave labor in its German plant, as it lost control of the company after 41. The documents cited in the book say the first forced laborers arrived in the factory before America entered the war. Intelligence documents also suggest that Henry Ford's secretary, Ernest Leibold, was a Nazi spy who helped develop his boss's paranoia about Jews. Henry Ford is mentioned in Mein Kampf and was hailed by Hitler, who kept a portrait of the industrialist above his desk, as my inspiration. He also, at the Wolf's Lair and at the little High Mountain Club they had, two separate areas, had a photo of Margaret Sanger. And you will never hear the ADL or Simon Wiesenthal Center or any of them talk bad about this. You'll never hear Jesse Jackson talk about Albert Pike's statue behind the Supreme Court building in D.C., the founder of the Klan, just incredible. So If you're a real Nazi, folks, you're going to be just fine. If you say you love Hitler and want to be worshipped and have people follow all your orders and be worshipped at Nuremberg and want to be a dictator, you become California governor. If you're for abortion and gun control and open borders, you and homosexuals taking people's children after CPS takes them, then you get the endorsement of Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and George Bush and, of course, Pat Robertson. And if you're for the Second Amendment and sovereignty and aren't racist and aren't hateful, you'll be called a racist. You need to learn how this works. If you're a Nazi who campaigns for Kirk Waldheim, you will be worshipped properly and told how great you are. And, again, if you're involved in killing millions of Jews and you call yourself Jewish and have blonde hair and blue eyes, you will be worshipped properly. Okay. Just thought we'd go over that for you. You see, the reality is the reverse of what you've been told. The New World Order is masters of infiltrating organizations, infiltrating groups, and controlling them. And that's what we face today, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on. In 1938, Ford was awarded the General Grand Cross of the German Eagle, the highest Nazi honor that could be given to a non-German. Simon Reich, a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, who was employed by Ford to investigate the activities of the company's German arm under the Nazis, turned the page, said that Mr. Wallace, he is reminding a new generation of who Henry Ford was and what he did, but some of the most provocative claims in the book lack serious substantiation. Yeah, right. It's a whitewash. It wasn't just Henry Ford. It was IBM. It was General Motors, General Electric, General Steel, on and on. If you got the word general before it, that's a bunch of generals. But that's just the facts, folks. I remember sitting around the deer camp. All these guys are dead now. Talking to B-17 pilots, people. We've had guests on. It's been in a bunch of books, even been on the History Channel. But I've talked to people face-to-face who were in those aircraft, in those prop-driven bombers, and they would be told whole areas were off limits. And the Germans knew it. They wouldn't even put up flak protection for vast areas. And there were certain targets that our people were allowed to go after. And it's horrible. But again, if you're against Hitler, you're basically anti-Semitic, according to some of these groups now. So that's very interesting how they've twisted everything. And the Nazi movement in this country is controlled by the federal government. It's just a fact, folks. And just like the Black Panther, the new Black Panther Party is, and Khalid Muhammad, funded by the Ford Foundation, Metro La Raza, these radical Palestinian groups, got a big article today about a bunch of congressmen sending letters to the Ford Foundation saying, please stop funding the Palestinians. And people say, oh, Henry Ford lost control of it. No, he didn't. It's the same thing. It's more complex than you were first told. So you can comment on that if you'd like at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And I hope that the Jewish Americans out there will boycott the ADL and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and other, because the Simon Wiesenthal Center will list Second Amendment groups, Steve Voss, your recording artist, anybody who's never said a word about black people or white people or Jews or Eskimos or anybody else. They'll list you as a hate group and then endorse Arnold Schwarzenegger, as Simon Wiesenthal Center did. And I'm sick of it. As a person who's, I guess you call Anglo-Saxon, I find it very irritating. And I don't know how people who are Jewish out there can put up with this. It just makes my head spin sometimes how scrambled the definitions are out there. By the way, I saw my great-uncle, Uncle Leonard, my grandfather's brother this weekend, because my grandmother died. I was out in East Texas there dealing with that, and he doesn't listen to my radio show. I'm not on in Houston. He got out of his car and walked over, and he said, George Bush is the biggest liberal I've ever seen. The government's growing inside. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh are a bunch of liars. I'm not listening to them anymore. Sean Hannity endorsed Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's more liberal than Clinton. And I said amen to that, and then I saw my cousin, who's the Special Forces officer, and now based right here in Austin, and he was telling me, yeah, we're getting our microchips soon. We were all having discussions about the New World Order. This is family that wouldn't listen to me. They're real conservative, anti-communist types. Wouldn't listen, solemnly part of the paradigm. They all get it now. It was all the New World Order this, New World Order that. And we're getting reports of this everywhere. People in you know, grocery stores and shopping malls hearing conversation about New World Order. I walk by cops and they're talking about it. A massive awakening taking place. Hey, what do you think is going to happen in Iraq in the next 6 months, next 2 years? 1-800-259-9231. We'll cover some of that news, get to John and others that are patiently holding. I'm Alex Jones.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
All right, John and Christine and Ron and Ken and Pat and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I'm going to go to your calls here in just about a minute and a half. Coming up, we're going to talk about the real casualties of U.S. troops, amputees returning to duties, AP headline. 16 of our troops died in the helicopter RPG attack yesterday, a total number of 18 U.S. troops dying in separate attacks. So two dying in separate attacks, another 16, that's 18 dead, and now they're saying 26 wounded, 20 wounded in the helicopter who didn't die by the grace of God, and six others that were wounded. I mean, this list just keeps growing. We'll be covering that. They're beating up journalists, killing journalists, running over Iraqi children, bulldozing their farms, creating more and more hatred. And believe me, the Pentagon's not stupid, okay? They know this will make them hate us, and then they can send the UN in as the savior later. This is a very old tactic. We'll go into it. The Romans would do this. They'd send a governor in to squeeze people, to abuse them. Then they would send in, quote, a savior. They would publicly reprimand the governor, call him back to Rome. This is thousands of years old, folks, and we keep buying it. Iraqi child crushed by U.S. tank. Public confidence in Bush continues to plunge. His approval rating has now hit 40%. Look out, folks. They're now saying a member of parliament in England that will be there for 10 years. Also, record anti-war marches with very diverse crowds, a lot of conservatives involved there, which just outrages the globalists. They don't care if it's left-wing or right-wing. They don't like the two groups getting together for freedom. We'll also get into the real numbers of dead U.S. troops. New military mortuary is now opened up. Pentagon keeps dead out of sight. Bush team doesn't want people to see. Human cost of war. Even body bags are now sanitized as transfer tubes in their purchase orders. Bodies of 500 U.S. U.K. soldiers lying dead in Jacamabad. We'll be getting into that story as well. But right now, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to John in North Carolina. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day, sir. I wanted to essentially call in and talk about Iraq. They're lying about the casualties. That's number one. Number two, the invasion was flawed. The strategic plan was totally flawed. And basically, I was watching CNN on Sunday morning, and you could have juxtaposed SecDef McNamara with that Skeletor-looking creature, Rumsfeld, and saying that somehow the Iraqis need us, and we're not going to abandon them. We're going to do exactly what we did in Vietnam. We're going to kill a bunch of men. We're going to infuse the extremist Islamicists, and when we leave, they're going to blow other things up. And when you're talking about these poll numbers, I can about guarantee there's going to be a massive terror attack anytime.
Well, I agree with you. We've said if it dropped before 40, look out. And we saw Clinton blow up Oklahoma City when he hit 32, 33, and then a year later on Air Force One tell USA Today and CNN reporters that I owe the revival of my presidency and my reelection of 96, quote, to the Oklahoma City bombing. But what you said previous to that is absolutely on target. The papers have come out now in Vietnam that it was meant to be a big cash cow for weapon sales. They wanted to drag it out as long as possible. They wanted to create a revolutionary leftist movement, communist movement in America, because being against the war was good, but the communists could do it for all the wrong reasons, build up a socialist leftist movement in this country. Then at the same time, the UN can then come in as the savior in Iraq. The globalists aren't stupid. And that's exactly what they're doing here. So they get the oil, they get the weapon sales, they get to get a base there in the Middle East to strike out at Syria and Iran, and they get to kill a lot of U.S. troops, which they hate from their own papers as they slash their funding and health care and everything else.
See, this is the point. I was in the Marine Corps. You know, if you are an amputee, you have to be discharged. I mean, if you have no arm or no leg, I mean, how are you gonna function? I mean, in combat, you
well,
can't.
Well, they are actually pressuring people, not just if they want to stay in, but pressuring them to stay in. Amputees now and thousands of troops and dozens of bases are not being given health care. We're talking about people with bullet wounds, folks.
Just one more thing, sir, and I'll get off. This situation in Iraq, it's going to continue to get worse. I think there's going to be a massive uprising. And, sir, even just with the bodies, how many people they've got over there, 150,000? And if that's probably only 20 or 30,000 are actually trained infantry, they cannot confiscate all the weapons just by the law of large numbers. So there must be massive weapon caches And the borders over there are open. Individuals are
Well, you could own a gun in Iraq, and Iraq is a giant armed camp, and the more kids they run over with bulldozers, the more resistance. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
All right, I'm going to take about four or five more calls from Christine, Ron, Barney, Joe, Bob, and others. And then I'm going to get back into the details of what's really happening over in Iraq. I've got about 20 articles here I just want to run through as quickly as possible. But before I go back to your calls, I want to remind the listeners, or for those that don't know, I want to tell you, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 10 films. The films that I've put together have even aired on national television. Like the footage I shot that was used in World of Wonders production that's aired from Japan to England to the United States on the Trio Network nationally. It's aired about, I guess, 20 times or so during prime time. This is powerful stuff, folks. This is hardcore information. I snuck into the Bohemian Grove and caught world leaders engaging in a very serious Babylon mystery religion, a satanic ritual. And the story of that and the footage of what happened in the first ever video, the only video, only images from inside there, and one other photograph out of there, have now been shown worldwide. But my documentary, the long version, the director's cut, World of Wonder piece was 60 minutes long. Mine is 2 hours and 5 minutes. It's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You might want to get it. I've got Road to Tyranny, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, frankly, one of my better films. They're all excellent, covering the history of governments blowing stuff up to blame it on their enemies and to get control. The Oklahoma City bombing, the first World Trade Center attack, the second World Trade Center attacks of September 11, 2001, where the globalists are going, their police state. I mean, you talk about an education. This video will do it, 2.5+ hours long, 170 minutes on DVD, even longer. I mean, these films cover multiple subjects. One of my newest films is Police State 3, Total Enslavement, an amazing video covering PNAC, what the New World Order is, government-run white slavery rings, gun control, concentration camps. We've got Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security being analyzed, Ashcroft's lies. That's 2 hours and 44 minutes long. That video, it's excellent. Really, it's three or four videos in one for $25.95. You want to be an expert on the New World Order? You want to know how to educate others? You want to have tools that will wake your friends and family and neighbors and community leaders up? This will do it. My newest video has just been out for a week, and it is The Matrix of Evil. The Matrix of Evil. And it is about 2 hours and 10 minutes long. It's $25.95. It has Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, myself, Colonel Craig Roberts. It's got Frank Morales all talking about the New World Order, the end of Posse Comitatus, government-sponsored terror. Cynthia McKinney gets into the UN kidnapping rings. Austin throwing out the Patriot Act, some snippets of three of my best speeches I've given the last few months. It's an amazing new video, really powerful for folks that are now getting it and seeing it. You need to have it. The Matrix of Evil. When you get three or more of any of my videos, they drop down to $20 a piece from $25.95. The new book I published, Order Out of Chaos, is now out. It's excellent. $19.95, over 300 pages, full of diagrams and photos and documents. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift when you get one. And all of your purchases support this show and what we're doing and my staff. So kill many birds with one stone. Get great videos that are riveting, that will wake yourself up and others, and support the show at the same time. Toll-free number to order the videos or the books or the T-shirts or any of it. All the info items, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.net, all different sites. Click through to the secure online shopping cart and to check out the material available. Or again, 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Take action. We're having a massive effect, but again, we're at the tipping point. We got to push this over the edge in this fight with the globalists. Let's go back to the calls. Christine in Kansas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Greetings, Alex.
Welcome.
From Kansas City, I want to tell you that I'm not sure what's going on in Iraq, but I do know this, that you have taught me to hold the feet to the fire of our local public officials, and I do know what's going on at the local public library, the post office, the state treasurer, and the grocery store, and those feet I'm holding in the fire. I'm putting them right in the fire, and when I go to the grocery store and I talk to the people around me, and when the checkout person asks for my card, I tell them why I'm not going to give them my card, and they look at me cross-eyed like I'm from Mars, you know. When I go to the post office, and the girl at the post office mistakenly asked me the wrong question. She said to me when I walked up there, "What is in your package?" Right? They're supposed to ask, is there any liquid hydrogen, oxygen, or whatever they ask in your package, right? And instead of asking me that, she said, what is in your package, right? I said to her, it's none of your business what's in my package.
Well, you know, for those that don't know, the grocery stores are putting in the thumb scanners, putting in the self-checkout lines, which they're then going to phase out the service lines. This is from the globalist own documents, their own RFID and biometric consortium meetings that the big grocery store owners and Walmart and Home Depot and the rest of them meeting or setting up. We've got to boycott them. We've got to tell them, we're not going to use your self-checkout lines. We're not going to use your biometrics. And these discount cards, that enrolls you. They sell that data. They manipulate the prices according to what people are buying. It is a tracking system, and it's training you I mean, if you spend $20, you get penalized $5 right here in Austin at Randall's or at the other stores that do this. And hundreds of different grocery store chains are doing this around the country, and it's horrible. And we and they are training us to be part of this cashless society. Go ahead.
Right. We're not going to take it. I just want the people to know, in case they're wondering, Alex loves you. He absolutely loves you, and he's telling you the truth. And he's been telling us the truth. I've been listening for over 4 years, and I want to say, Alex, I'm very sorry about your grandmother. I want you, also the people to know, and I want to encourage you, Alex, that you blessed us so much by coming to Kansas City and talking to us and meeting with us. And, you know, you're teaching us, right, that there is a war on for our mind.
Well, I would say I'm just trying to get you to take the blinders off.
That's right.
And then together you can see a lot more than I can. You're a lot more intelligent than I am. Together, our brain power is just absolutely massive. And no, the listeners help me keep track of everything. You're just absolutely wonderful. And
you go to more cities. More cities need to have you as a guest. That's what I'm saying to you, okay? We love you. And I want the listeners to know this in case they're wondering, because I know that some of them are wondering, okay? Alex loves you, and he loves America. And he's helping us. That's what he's doing. He's informing us, and he's showing us the absolute truth. Okay, Alex, have a great day.
Well, thank you. I'll say this. The mainstream media tries to lie and manipulate. We try to tell the truth. We try to study history. We try to do the best job we can. And I wouldn't say I've got absolute truth. Only God's got that. But we do know the absolute truth about the New World Order being evil. That's like gravity. So on many subjects, we do have the absolute truth. But on many others, we're trying to get to the truth and find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes. But thank you, Christine. Yeah, I get invited to, you know, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Norfolk, Virginia, L.A., California, to speak to groups every day. And, again, I don't want people to think I'm snubbing them. It's hard for me to travel because I'm so busy here doing a radio show, making films, doing TV shows, doing radio interviews every day. And I've counted the cost. I've looked at it. I can reach more people doing radio interviews than I can traveling around the country and giving speeches, though I probably will do that more in the future. But what we need to know is that all of you are leaders in your area. And what we need to have listeners do is get their own talk shows in their own area, or to get my films and air them on Access Television, or to get other great films and air them on Public Access. We can reach tens of thousands of people in your town or city. Now, there's a lot of different ways to affect change and get the job done. But putting out the question again, 18 troops died, 16 of them in the missile attack, the RPG, rocket-propelled grenade attack on that Chinook yesterday. Another two troops were killed in ambushes, over 26 injured. Those numbers are growing. Where do you see this going? What's the exit strategy? What do you see developing in Iraq? I'll tell you. We're going to stay there as a unit under the UN. They're going to come in as the good cop. And America's going to be demonized worldwide, while the big banks that own America and Europe are going to get all that oil and all the weapons sale money. Let's go ahead and talk now to Ron in Nevada. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Alec?
Good.
Do you still have your night show on, your night program?
Yes, 9 to midnight Central.
Yeah, because I was getting you on 5.0, and almost the last 2 weeks I haven't gotten you.
Well, there's been a lot of different sunspot activity, and different frequencies are better different times of the year. Have you tried 6890 on shortwave?
Yeah, let me write that down. I'll try it again tonight, see if I can get it.
Well, let me just tell folks shortwave frequencies that listen that way. During the day, 11 to 2 Central, that's 12 to 3 Eastern, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, it's 12.172 and 9320, two separate frequencies, and at night it's 5.085 and 6890.
6890, okay.
Yeah, and that's more of a long-range frequency for the West Coast.
Yeah, that's why I'm listening to you in Nevada. I was getting you on 5-0, but it's a little small or portable. The reason I called, I wanted to ask you about this Wesley Clark. They did an interview on him. Katie Couric did an interview, and they claim that he's supposed to go back into opening up like if Bush, and then I think they equated Clinton to the 9-1-1 attack. And later on in the program, they had Tim Russert come on, and Tim Russert used the term 9-1-1, and they use it as a warning that anybody that tries to reopen that. So I thought
I'm not clear on exactly what you're saying. Anyone that tries to reopen that 9-1-1, what are you saying?
Well, they first place they use the term 9-1-1. They didn't say 9-11, which they almost always use. So when they said 911, I was thinking of your tape right away. I have that tape, The Road to Tyranny. But they're trying to say that Clark, Leslie Clark, is trying to claim that Bush is responsible. And then they were trying to say that if Clinton is responsible. But they use the term 911.
Well,
and I didn't know if you heard about that, and I thought that was unusual.
Yeah,
but they were claiming it's taboo for anybody to equate that, I guess, to either president.
Well, there must have been an order that went out last week, because all over talk radio, all over Canadian TV, all over U.S. television, they've been out there saying that, oh, how dare these people say the government could have been behind 9/11? How dare anyone say that? And then to try to make it partisan, they go, the Democrats go, yeah, Bush knew, and then Bush goes, no, Clinton knew and wouldn't let the Sudanese or the Afghans arrest bin Laden. That shows how it's unified. Yes, Bill Clinton protected Bill Laden.
Yes, Bush. Got that right.
Yes, Bush protected bin Laden. He works for the CIA. This is a long-term operation. So they're all guilty. They're all just puppets. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
good to hear
yeah.
from you, Ron. Thank you. I appreciate it. So, I mean, it's the whole government, folks. That's why you got to get the books, got to get the videos to know the truth. So it's not just rumors. It is a fact. When you stack all the evidence up that the globalists just didn't have prior knowledge, but that they financed, protected, ran the entire attacks. Let's go ahead now and talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, you know, it's really ridiculous. For the United States to say they're going to stop terrorism when there's 33 million illegal aliens crossing the line, has crossed the line, and they can't do anything about that.
Well, they can do something. They don't want to. They're taking thousands of Border Patrol off under orders and saying you're fired if you don't become a border, instead of a Border Patrol, a Air Marshal, and we basically don't have a southern border. And it's destroying our economy, and now we're finding out Walmart had illegals working for them at every level.
Well, of course, we don't have any southern border because we're part of the one world government, and you're not allowed it.
Yeah, under the trade deals, they're merging our Social Security, merging our law enforcement, merging our military right in front of everyone with Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, all those countries. We're merging. And now under the Free Trade Group of the Americas, we're going to merge with the Caribbean as well.
Well, you know, Alex, all the Iraqis have to do is have about 100 men that melt in and out of Iraq, planting contact, remote control, or delayed action bombs, and the United States would be run ragged trying to catch them. And then we would have to maintain at least 130,000 troops.
Well, that's exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah, and the Air Force and the Navy and the backup. And, you know, they say it's about 8 or 9 people required to back everybody up on the front that's on the front line. And it won't be anything for the Iraqis to get all the recruits they want because people all over the world want to attack the great Satan.
And again, on the surface, they think it's America, when in truth, Europe is controlling us, using us as their bad cop, like the new Soviet Union to carry this out. Domestically, we're given propaganda about how good we are, but the same media in Europe, it's all owned by the same small group, is demonizing us. So that same media that's telling you the war's so good and we're so good internationally is demonizing us. Very sophisticated propaganda.
Well, you know, Alex, there's nothing stopping the Iraqis or the guerrillas from all over the world to start attacking our supply line and the United States itself, and that we're just opening ourselves up to the whole thing.
Well, it's already happening with the Arabs and Russia and China announcing that they're going to dump the dollar. Petro producers, the oil producers saying they're not going to accept dollars. This has been in the news now This is going to devastate our economy, and the economy is in shambles, and they've got articles about our economy grew at 7%+ in GDP. Yeah, that's all the war expenditures, the hundreds of billions. It has nothing to do with the real economy. The layoffs, the foreclosures are at record levels.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Barney. We'll come back and talk to Bob and others and get more into this news about the massive body bags, the cover-ups of the real levels of dead American soldiers. But a caller earlier, John in North Carolina, was bringing up about how they're going over there, attacking the Iraqis, killing them, getting them to attack us, and causing resistance. That's what Rumsfeld said 2 years ago in his P2OG group he formed at the Pentagon, quote, to kill people and to make them attack us so we, quote, have a pretext to attack them. It's an escalation. They don't care if troops die. They don't care. That just means more weapon sales, more of an excuse to put more troops in, more of an excuse to balkanize the country and get us all on different sides of the issue and to energize the left-wing movement in this country as the answer to the New World Order, when in truth it is the New World Order. You understand that? Just like Vietnam was used to do that, to drive your children into the arms of the beatniks or the communists. It's happening again. And when Wesley Clark is president, he's going to attack countries and the Democrats won't care.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds? With collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. And the
all right, my friends, we're back live.
And it burns, burns.
Already
burns,
into the final segment of this first hour.
The ring of fire.
You know, reading and studying about the Russians in Afghanistan in the 1980s, time and time again I came across the areas where the Russians would hide the numbers of casualties from the families, from the people, from the population. They would come back with sealed coffins and say your son or daughter, in some cases, died in a crash or died in a car wreck, and we're going to bury the body, and you're not allowed to dig it up and keep your mouth shut. And in many cases, they'd say, yeah, your son or daughter died in a military combat, but you can't tell anybody that, and it can't be on their tombstone, on their grave marker, or we'll have you arrested. And in many other cases, they'd say whatever you want, because just because the family got told, it was never in the newspaper, and the families, you know, didn't know all the other families who'd lost loved ones, so the real numbers of deaths never really got out. And we have a White House that's been caught planting hundreds of fake letters from troops in hundreds of papers. We have them caught lying about weapons of mass destruction. We have them caught lying about how long they plan to be there when day one they said 5 years. And now I have these articles over the last month where they're covering up with curtains the dead bodies coming off the planes. They are not allowing people who work for the government in and around the dead bodies to talk to the press. They put them under a national security order. They're building all these big morgues. They've ordered a bunch of body bags. And meanwhile, I'm reading out of Arab and Islamic and foreign papers, British papers, that have been very credible in the past, about thousands of dead U.S. troops, thousands of dead, hundreds of dead British troops, dozens of dead Poles. It's being covered up, folks. And you add to this the White House with, you know, executive orders of presidential directives about not letting anyone know about the numbers of dead. It is very, very serious. And I guess they don't even care if they get caught, because they've already been caught so many other times lying about other stuff, and no one's held accountable. It's like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was there to drag our psyche through the mud, to train us, to lower the bar for this stuff to be acceptable. A new military mortuary opens, and Associated Press, new military mortuary opens, and it says Dover, a new $30 million military mortuary was dedicated at Dover Air Force Base on Monday, a gleaming, brightly lit, state-of-the-art facility. And that can do thousands of people a month. And it's lined up with the new national draft they're setting up. Isn't that nice? They got lots of war planned for us. And guess what? They've opened four other big mortuaries all over the country. And they have offered to pay morticians upwards of $100,000 a year to come work for them. They say there's going to be lots of business. That came out about 2 months ago in the Houston Chronicle. Military and government officials hope it is seldom used. Pray God that the workload of the facility will be light and the use will be little, said U.S. Senator Joseph Biden. The 70,000-square-foot Charles C. Carson Center for Mortuary Affairs is about twice the size of its predecessor. It was big enough for the Vietnam War, which was cobbled together in piecemeal fashion over the last half century. A new mortuary has been in the works for years, but September 11th terrorist attacks prompted Congress to approve funding and to put the project on the fast track. And this is just one of the new ones. There's four of them. This was a project that was on the books a long time, said Karen Giles. But I have a long-term memory. The Rocky Mountain News talked about these facilities and said they have incinerators and are prepared with moving equipment, heavy earth moving equipment, for mass graves. That's in the concentration camp section of Prison Planet, by the way. Of the Rocky Mountain News, where they're... This is for you, too. It's not just for the troops. No, you might get to be part of it as they re-engineer our society. Yes, mass graves and incinerators. Maybe you've heard of the Rocky Mountain News, one of the big two papers of the state. We'll be right back with more calls and more news.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter...